order to get healthy. That's the big thing these days.
Thank you so much for calling OMAX Health. My name is Rachel. How can I help you?
Hi, Rachel. Yes, I'd like to place an order.
Okay, and have you placed an order with us before?
Yes, I've been buying your stuff for 3 or 4 years now. But
okay,
we're going to have it sent to my mom, and it's going to be her credit card. We'll use my email address.
Okay.
And then we're going to use her address for shipping and name.
All right. And whose name is the account under?
Well, I think the last time we ordered, let's try Etta. That's E-T-T-A Jameson.
Okay. And do you also have an account with the company or just your mom?
Well, I had an account. My name is Mark Warner.
Okay. Let's see, Etta Jameson.
But last time we ordered, we shipped to my mom's house.
Okay.
So
let me look under here. If at all possible, just want to make sure we don't double too many accounts here. Let's see, E-T-T-A. And Jameson. J-I-M-I-S-O-N?
No, J-A-M-I-S-O-N.
J-A-M-I-S-O-N.
Okay. And I thank you for that. One moment, please. Okay, please spell the first name, excuse me.
J-A-M-I-S-O-N.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. If you could please spell your first name.
E-T-T-A.
Okay. And for the zip code that we used for that order, what would that zip code be, please?
Okay, hang on.
Okay.
It'd be 97496.
97496. Okay, and I thank you for that. Let's see. And I'm sorry, I'm still trying to get information pulled up.
That's correct.
Okay. Let's see. Maybe it's not coming up for me because let me just take that out. And put that back in. Last name, and that's first name. Nope, that's not coming up for me. The only thing right now that I'm getting to come up is I did put in your name. Of course, your accounts are popping up, but when I put in the name of Etta Jameson, that's not coming up for me. When I put in the zip code, then your account comes up. The accounts that have your name.
I'm the one ordering. She's the one paying for it. It's coming to her address.
So
it'd be easier than putting my name on the package. So it's me, my email account. I'm using this for address for all my vitamins and stuff.
Okay.
So if you got me in there at 97496, then that's it. And the mailing address, do you have the mailing address?
Let me get that pulled back up. I exited out just so that I could see if there was another account.
Right.
And it'll take me just a moment to get back to it. Okay. All right, so let me take this out since I don't need that. All right. And for security purposes, please verify the address that you use, please.
Yeah, 124 Northwest Bree Drive, Winston, Oregon, 97496. Is that what you have?
Oh, we do have that as shipping. We sure do.
That's where we're shipping to.
Okay, and what it shows here, it shows vitamin D3 and the Omax 3 Ultra Pure.
Right. I want 4 month supply of the Omax 3 and a 4 month supply of the vitamin D.
Okay, so let me see if I need to double that. All right, so the Omax 3 Ultra Pure is set to ship April the 5th. So I can move. Would you like to have that moved up, or you just, since today's the 2nd?
What do you mean moved up? I'm about out. So can you just send me 4 months supply?
Okay, what I'll do
Why do you guys got me down for auto ship on that?
This one shows that you have an auto ship. It's a 60-day subscription, which means it would be 2 boxes shipped out, but I can double it, and you'd have 4.
Yeah, 4 on double.
Okay.
Okay. And then same with the vitamin D.
Okay. And
4
let's see.
Of that.
All right. So with the vitamin D, let's see, that's also a 60-day. And I'll just have it, since today's the 2nd, and usually with any shipments for Saturday, they pretty much will go out on Monday, which will be the 5th. Is the 5th okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll have both of those set for the 5th. So it's the same day. So let me change that.
And you got my email address, correct?
It probably is. I'll check that. I just need to get out of this screen.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the vitamin D. Now, are you wanting to permanently change the quantity
for
it to ship like that every time, or just this time?
Well, I'll call it in.
Okay.
Yeah, because next time we're taking the vitamin D off. It's summer's here.
Okay, so let me
cut
change.
Back on that because we got the sunshine.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right, so
you don't want too much vitamin D, because one time when I was taking the vitamin D plus summer, then I go to the doctor. He says, you got too much vitamin D on you. So yeah, just because I'm taking the pills plus the sun.
Oh.
You don't want too much vitamin D, but you want to make sure you have enough.
Yes, sir. That is correct.
Yeah. Here you go.
So let me just update. I'm sorry. I'm still doing a few updates. It'll be just a moment. All right. So 4 bottles of the vitamin D will ship, and that's on the 5th of April. So that's an item change. I'm almost done. I just have to do them individually. All right, so that one's done. And quantity of 2, 4 fish oil. All right. And that's an item change.
Yeah, look at that, man.
All right, sir. So I've gotten those updated. And there will be 2 additional bottles of the vitamin D shipping out with a total of 4 on April the 5th. And there will be an additional 2 boxes. Of the Ultra Pure on the same date, so that's a total of 4 boxes. Is that what you were requesting?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So is there anything else, sir, that I can do to assist?
Well, do you have the credit card on file for the payment and everything?
Let me look at that. Let's see. Okay, it shows a visa that ends in 7522 and expires 1223.
Eight. What'd you got? Eight. What's your last number, Mom?
9826.
Is it 9826?
No, this one ends in 7522 and expires.
That's my credit card. We're not using my credit card. The last time we ordered, we used my mother's.
Okay.
So we need to change that. Don't use my credit card.
Okay, let me just take a look here. Perhaps this was not the account that was ordered from then. I just couldn't locate another one with.
Oh, you know what? You're right. I my mom gave me cash for that, and I put it back. I did use my credit card the last time.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to change. We need to change credit card, and it's going to be my mother's credit card in her name,
okay.
Which it lines up to this address. Yeah, she's
okay.
Giving me a break. Help me out. You know why I don't have any money? Because I give it all to Superfood, Superbeat, Super Omax 3.
Okay.
That stuff's expensive.
Yes,
you know?
Sir.
Yeah, my total stuff comes out to $1,800 a year for all those products.
Yes, sir.
So. That's a good chunk off my credit card.
Yes, sir. Okay. I can update it if you could allow me just a moment. That just
sure.
Takes a little additional time here.
All right.
If I can get back to the page that I was on, why won't that switch for me? Okay. Excuse me.
Yeah, we only did 2 months. This will make 6 months. I don't know. You want to do a whole year? I didn't want to finish the rest of the year, and I didn't want to do that because I want 10 of these sitting in the way.
Okay,
so
that's
payable.
Not bad. So, all right. Is this I'm sorry. Is this another Visa or it's a different card?
Yes. It's a
okay,
Visa.
So it's
here,
a
I'll
Visa.
Hand you over to my mother.
Yes, I'm Etta Jameson, his mother. Anyhow, I have a Visa card. Are you ready for the number?
Yes, ma'am.
4784-9520-0090-9826. Would you repeat that back to me, please?
It's 4784. Excuse me. It's 4784 9520-0090-9826.
Correct.
And your name on the card is Etta.
It's Etta, and then my initial is M. Jameson.
Okay.
And Jameson. Etta is ETTA, and then, of course, the letter M, and then Jameson, JAMISON, and it's a Visa.
Okay, and what's that expiration?
It's 4/21.
Okay. April of 2021. Okay, do you know what date in this month it expires? It's just kind of risky sometimes to use the, but we'll see. We'll just find out if it will. It may not be a problem with it. Okay, so use the new card.
It's expired now, isn't it? Well, everybody else went through. Won't itself go through?
Okay, let's see. Okay, just
one
moment, please. All right, so what I also probably need to do, okay, as far as the address that's provided in here, we already have the shipping address. That this is your address, Ms. Jameson, the Winston, Oregon, the Bree Drive.
That's correct.
Okay. So the only thing that I need to do then is we just need to change the ship to name. And the billing information, since that's your card, that's also will need to be updated.
Okay. So I'm going to have to call my bank and get that updated.
So the billing address for you is the same, 124 Northwest Bree Drive. It's not the P.O. Box 972 in Roseburg, Oregon.
No.
Roseburg.
No,
okay. All right. So that will need to be updated as well. Excuse me. All right. Excuse me. So this will be going out on Monday.
Okay. And the credit card is still okay?
Yes, ma'am. That's fine. It will use the new card.
Oh. Oh, wait just a minute.
Now, if I...
Were they supposed to send me a new card and I didn't get it?
She wouldn't know that.
I'm sorry. I thought you were asking your son. No, ma'am, I wouldn't have that information. I thought you were asking your son.
Okay. Yeah, but this is going to go through, correct?
Now, this will be processed on Monday. I'm not certain if you find that they have sent you a new card and you just need to, get it activated.
Yeah, because I moved from Washington to here. So the bank is in Kennewick. It's in my bank account there. Washington. So I'll call them Monday and find out what's going on.
Okay, that's fine, ma'am.
I didn't get a lot of my mail, sent to me from there. So we've been having a lot of trouble with the mailing and the transferring some of my information to me. So.
Okay.
Well, we'll get it straightened out one way or the other.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay. I really wasn't paying enough attention to this to figure out what's going on.
Yes, ma'am.
So. Okay, well, thank you, and hopefully everything will be good for you.
Okay, ma'am. Well, you're welcome to give us a call back if you have any other questions or concerns.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Yes. And I definitely will be on top of it.
Okay, ma'am. Is there anything else?
Not at this time. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you for calling. You do the same. Thank you for calling OMAX.
All right. Did you check on the email on that? The email address?
I certainly can. Allow me just a moment, please.
I'm sure you do. That's what we use for confirmation. My mom doesn't have an email.
Okay.
So we can use that for the order.
Okay.
Is that a bank card, Mom?
Yeah.
Oh, they just forgot to give you another card. But.
Let's see. The email is showing as warnermark57@icloud.
That's it.
iCloud.com.
Okay. Sounds good.
Oh, yep. All right. Okay. You do the same. Thank you so much for calling OMAX Health.